Hell Yes Life, episode 65. Welcome to the Hell Yes Life podcast, the show that helps you come alive so you can live a hell yes life. I'm your host, Norman Bell. Hey there, Hell Yes Lifers. It's time for another episode of the Hell Yes Life podcast. I am your host, Norman Bell, and I am glad to be here. I am going to take a sip of water just real quick here. No editing. This is my no editing season. It just, whatever happens, there you go. This is who I am, people. This is who I am. I drink water sometimes. I'm going to try to keep these episodes a little bit shorter and a little bit more focused as I try to find my way through this, kind of operating at, I think I've referred to this before on the podcast. I'm at minimum viable norm mode. I need to remind myself of that sometimes because I'm starting to amp up my activities. But as you may have heard in a previous episode, I've been going through a family crisis over the past few months. My wife was diagnosed with breast cancer in October, and she is in treatment now. She's doing as well as can be, all things considered. She's in chemotherapy, though, which is not a walk in the park, but we're amazingly getting through it a day at a time. So today, I just want to jump into the theme of the show, which is flow or no. Flow or no. Now, I know that this is two episodes in a row that have the word no in them. The power of no, my last episode, and now this episode, flow or no. There's a little bit different of a theme, but here's what I'm trying to say. Flow or no, it means if things aren't flowing, then it's a no for me. I'm not being very successful at this. I should be transparent in saying, but this is a theme that I'm trying to live by these days. And what I mean by that is, if there's something that you're trying to do, if there's something that you're looking to do, and it's, or you're looking for, in this case, this past week, I went to take a look at a house. Let me complete my sentence, which is if you're looking to do something, if you're looking for something and it's not flowing, then it's a no. You know, this is maybe in the same vein as Derek Sivers' blog post, his famous blog post, if it's not a hell yes, it's a no. If it's not flowing, if things don't seem to be happening easily with this, then you can kind of consider that a no from the universe. Like, this isn't happening. Of course, you could make some arguments about that. Like, hey, a lot of things take hard work. And so this doesn't mean that, let's say, if you launch a podcast and nobody shows up to hear it, then it's a no. If you're trying to launch a podcast and it's just too difficult to learn how to do it, then it's a no. Then no, that's not what we're talking about here. But I think that you can probably think of times in your life when you've been trying to make something happen, just trying to make it happen with just sheer effort on your part. And every step of the way you hit block after block after block. Well, even then, you know, I guess there could be an argument as to whether you should take that as a no or not. But anyway, let's ponder this. I'm not going to say that this is a final answer or anything, but let's ponder this as a theme. Flow or no? So I was looking at a house this week. We live in a rented house, and I live here in Seattle, and Seattle has like the highest, the housing market here is just insane right now. It's turning into another San Francisco. Of course, we're maybe selfishly hoping that Amazon moves, gets their HQ2 open and then moves everybody there. But of course, that would be that that would be bad for the city in general. So I don't want to wish that, but things are, the housing prices are I think they're $100,000 more. I think I read that. The median housing price in Seattle is $100,000 more than it was a year ago. So we're a little priced out of the market. So I was not looking to buy a house this week, but we are talking about moving into a house that fits our vision. I have a few house elements on my vision board. Some of them include a tiled kitchen floor. Imagine that. Right now we have, I've mentioned this early in the podcast, on an early episode, we have carpet in the kitchen, this kind of gross gray carpet in the kitchen. I don't even know how long that's been there, but weird. We have no backyard. We don't have a dishwasher. I want to be grateful for our house. We live in a nice neighborhood in West Seattle. And when we leave there, I'll look back fondly at our time in that house. It's been, and we have really good, a really good rental price, like way below what most people are paying for rent. So, you know, gratitude, right? But, we're looking to pay a little more and get a little more. And so this week, my wife's going through chemo here, right? So now it would seem like, oh, now's not the time to be, moving, obviously. But I wanted to just, go and take a look at some houses just so I could marinate a little bit in my vision. I wanted to get a 3D version of those pictures on my vision board. And my vision board has, stairs going up to a second floor, because both me and my daughter have talked about, like, oh, it'd be nice to have a house with two stories to it, or the house we live in now is just one. What else? A backyard. I'd love to have a backyard. Anybody out there that's listening that has these things, it probably seem like pretty basic things to ask for. But there you go. Having some more water. My throat's getting a little parched here. So I scheduled a time to go see this particular house, not that far, maybe a mile from where we live now. And the rent was quite a bit more, but I was kind of working out the numbers, like, oh, maybe we could make that work. And I went and saw the house, and I ended up liking it quite a bit more than I thought I would. And maybe it didn't hit our vision precisely, but it did have a little upstairs. It was just kind of a small extra rooms upstairs. Spacious, though, much more spacious. And dishwasher. Wow, it was nice to have a dishwasher. Tiles on the floors, on the kitchen. Wow. And then there wasn't any pictures on Zillow about the backyard. So I thought, maybe that's where it's going to fall short. But no, there was a big backyard back there. So I ended up really liking it. And so I went home with a little bit in mind, talking to my wife about, like, hey, maybe we could make this work. But I did have this flow or no mantra in my mind. So I was like, okay, flow or no. My first hurdle here is to see what my wife is thinking about this. And I got home and my wife was not feeling very well. She's going through chemo, and actually she's feeling much better today. She's almost, I don't want to say back to normal, quote unquote, but she's out of the fog. But on that day she was in the fog, and really it seemed ludicrous to even run this by her. I did mention it, and she said, well, you know, maybe it seems like something that's good to kind of get an idea of what's out there, but you know, it doesn't seem like the right time. And that was it. So flow or no. So it was a no. And did I take that well? Did I just say, oh, okay, well, then if it's, you know, even if it's the right house, if it's the wrong time, then it's a no. And let it go? No, I kind of stewed on it that night, and I felt bad, and I sort of felt like, ugh, I want to do something that's, you know, positive in our lives and so forth. But I've since let go of it and come back to that conclusion that even if it was the right house. If it's the wrong time, then it's the wrong house, you know? So it was a no. And okay. So another area is I'm in the midst of looking for a mentor coach. And that's one of those processes where I'm in the midst of interviewing different people. And I've scheduled a few different interviews. I think most of them, I think two or three of them are next week, but I interviewed someone this past week. And before I talked to them, I had a few email exchanges, and I was just looking at this person's website, and I was watching some YouTube videos and liking a lot of the things that I was seeing, and had some high hopes. And I got on the call, and there is nothing at all wrong with this person, but that we just didn't click. It just didn't quite happen. And so for me, that's a no. I mean, I could come back to that person in the future, but I've had the experience, and I'll bet you have too, right? Flow or no. So you're looking for an apartment, you're looking for a house, you're looking for a new car, you're looking for a new job, you're looking for a new partner. Flow or no, just kind of keep that in mind. Are things flowing or are they not flowing? I'll bet you've had that experience where you go and look at that first apartment and you're kind of like, yeah, I guess I could make that work. I mean, maybe, but then you don't choose that one. You go on to the next one. No, but you're gathering information, right? So you're getting more and more information about what is the right fit for you. And then there's the hell yes, the one that you walk in and you just feel it, right? You know what I'm talking about, that like you just know, like, yes, this is the one. Well, I haven't gotten there yet with the mentor coach. And I, you know, again, my hat's off to this person that I talked to. I'm sure they are a great coach and a great mentor coach, but it wasn't a hell yes, right? I guess that's what I'm asking for here for you to think about. A flow or no is also, is it a hell yes? Is it a hell yes for you? And if it isn't, then it should probably be a no. And same with the house, that it wasn't the right time, so it's a no. All right, quote for you. Every time I thought I was being rejected from something good, I was actually being redirected to something better. Dr. Steve Maraboli. Every time I thought I was being rejected from something good, I was actually being redirected to something better. Well, yeah, in this case, when we say rejected, as being rejected, that can be rejected by the situation, right? So this situation didn't work out with the house for me, or, oh, this person's not quite the fit. So if you could say every time I thought that this good thing didn't work out. Yeah. Anyway, you get the gist of the quote there. I have definitely found that to be the case. 2 years ago, we tried to buy a house in Tacoma, which is about an hour south of here. And, oh man, I was working my butt off to make that happen. Oh, I feel terrible to say this. I'm just remembering this now. I guess I'll mention this. My wife had this diamond ring, this heirloom, basically, from her Aunt Kitty. And we actually sold the ring so we could get some money to put towards the down payment. And it seemed like a good idea at the time. It was, you know, that would be the kind of thing we wanted to use it for. But then at the last minute, everything fell apart. The new job that I had just started, gee, that wasn't such a great idea, you know, starting a new job and then trying to buy a house at the same time. Anyway, yeah, just really trying to force solutions, and it just didn't work out. I ended up losing the job the same week that I was about to close on this house. And then I got this call back from the mortgage company saying, hey, I was trying to qualify for down payment assistance program, and it turned out unbeknownst to the mortgage company that my income was a little bit too high to qualify for that. even though I got all the way down the road with it. So, anyway, everything fell apart, and my mind had been completely taken up by these two things, just trying to make these two things happen, this new job that wasn't working out and this home buying process. And they were both just taken away from me like a brush fire sweeping through a field of wheatgrass or something. And this amazing thing happened that, like, the day, the afternoon when that was all finalized, I was just sitting there in my house, and then immediately what started to come up was all this Hell Yes Life stuff that I'd been doing a few months earlier. I'd been, I'd done this, Hell Yes Life seminar. And, I have this weird thing. I did that seminar, had a good time, and then I turned my back on that and got involved in all this other stuff that, that I thought was important, but turned out not to be. And so long story short, here's these things that I was trying like desperately to make happen. Was it flowing? No, it was not flowing at all. It was like tooth and nail. I was just, struggling at every turn, and, it didn't happen anyway. There was like, it felt like, and I'm not like I'm not Christian. I'm spiritual. I think there's a God, something going on. I don't know what, but something. What animates us? I don't know. Anyway, not to go down that road too much, but it felt that day like the hand of God kind of came out of the sky and slapped these things out of my life. And said, no, fool, that's not what you're supposed to do. Anyway, we ended up staying here in West Seattle. And I'm really glad that we're here. I mean, I don't know if we're going to stay here permanently or what the future holds, but I try to keep in mind, is this flowing or am I seeing some blocks? And so when I saw those blocks about this rental house, okay, I was initially disappointed, but I've gotten over it. And that's part of the reason I've learned this, that, I can't make that thing happen. And there may be something that I'm actually being redirected to that's even better than what I can imagine. So I've also found this to be the case with dating. I'll try to keep this story short, but in 2003, I was living in Spain, and I'd been there already for about 4 years or so. And I'm not going to go into the details of my past history with dating, but let's just say it's an ugly, it's not pretty. It's not pretty. Dating is horrible for me. I just hated it. And I would go into it with, a cringe on my face, and, the results were what they were. But there was this in 2003, for whatever reason, I started to think to myself, hey, maybe sitting in my bedroom alone, waiting for the right person to come and knock on the door and ask me out, maybe that approach wasn't working so well. Didn't seem to be working so well. So maybe I could try something different, right? Try something new. And so what I did was I decided to approach dating with open curiosity. I really just look at it as an experiment. And so I started to get out there. I would go to clubs or bars, and in situations that I normally would have been like, no way am I going to approach that woman. I did it, but just in the sense of, I wonder what's going to happen here. And I guess it's similar to what I was talking about before about the power of no. Like I was willing to show up and receive those no's. And as a result of doing that, I would get some yeses. And I don't remember exactly. I think it would meet girls at parties, and then that would lead to some dates. And the whole time I just kept this in mind about just open curiosity. Like, okay, Is this the person? I don't think I had written out a vision letter or put together anything around a vision, but I did have this thing in mind of like, is this the person that I'm, is my partner? Is this the kind of person I want to be with? And each and then I would go on a couple of dates. It wouldn't work out for whatever reason. And instead of immediately going back into my cave, I would go like, oh, okay, interesting. And I'd just kind of keep going with the dating process and staying out there. And I met the next person. The next person was a little better or a little closer to what I was looking for. Oh, okay, that's interesting. And then that didn't work out, and so on. So I probably went through about three or four of those in Spain for a few months. And then right around that time, it was close to Christmas break, and I came back to Seattle. And I guess with that open mindset in mind, I don't think I was even thinking of it as a date, but I was just kind of looking up old friends. And one of the old friends I was looking up was this woman, Zoe. I hadn't seen her in 7 years. We'd been friends for a couple years before I had started traveling. And just friends. I mean, I was interested in her, but it just didn't seem like the right time at the time. And so we met up for coffee at the Cafe Vita on Capitol Hill. I may have mentioned this in the podcast at some point. And she came in her little yellow rain slicker and said, "Norm!" And and we met up for coffee, and coffee led to Mexican lunch. And then we went on to, we went to a movie, Bad Santa. And anyway, romance sparked. And long story short, here I am with her now, and obviously we're going through a hard time right now, but Zoe is my life partner. And I wouldn't have met her if I had been trying to figure things out, but instead I was in this place of open curiosity, right? And in a way I was in that place of, you know, flow or no. Is it flowing or no? And those other women that I was seeing, I was like, oh, it's flowing for a while, and then it was a no. And instead of taking that super personally, I just kept going. Anyway, so let's see. I wrote down a couple other notes here. So I guess what I'm saying, encouraging you to think about this week, is that state of open curiosity. Whether you're looking for a new house or apartment, a new car, a new job, a new partner, just pay attention. Just have open curiosity. Have that kind of, I'm in an experiment mode in your mind. And then just have that mantra in mind, flow or no. Is this flowing? And if it isn't, it's okay. It's just, yeah, it's not working out. I wrote down here that the challenging part is when it's a no. Right? Okay, the house this week didn't work out. The mentor coach, not quite the right fit. The partner, if you know, the person you just went out on a date with. No, not quite. The hard part is when you're only dealing with the available options, what you can currently see. And the hard part is just having faith that the right thing or person or house or whatever is unseen at this time, but it's around the corner, it's over the horizon, and it's coming, you know. And it's just staying in that state of open curiosity and waiting to be connected with it. So that's what you're doing there, and to just not settle, right? How often do we settle? And we get that car or the place that to live or the partner, you know, that we go on a few dates with this person. They're not the right person for us. They're, you know, we get along sometimes, but gosh, we argue a lot, and I don't like the way they do this. I mean, obviously nobody's perfect, but you can tell the difference between when you're settling and when you've met the right person, things are flowing, and hey, they don't do their dishes or something like that. Anyway, I've rambled on long enough, but this week I just want to encourage you, hell yes lifer, to notice how you're pursuing things. Are you tight-fisted and clenched, or are things flowing? Are you in open curiosity and letting things flow? I mean, and when you're looking at something, when you're looking for something, just, oh, this is another, there's a whole other thing, and I won't get too far into this, but a coach friend of mine was asked me a great question the other day. And I was trying to decide, should we try to stay in this house? We want to ask the landlord if we can have pets, even though they've said no before. Well, maybe we could go back and do that. And this person said, well, ask yourself, is this part of your vision? Is this part of your vision? So and the answer to that question was no, this house is not part of my vision. So it was a freeing question, because it was like, again, I was in that place of, oh, I'm settling, you know, I'm sort of, oh, I'm trying to make it work with the circumstances that I currently have available to me. Well, so ask yourself that question as you're looking things, approaching things this week. Is this a part of your vision? And if it isn't, just let it go and see how much ease you can have in letting it go. And just keep that in mind this week. Flow or no? Flow or no? Okay, that's it for the podcast this week. Let's do a hell yes. Come on, let's do it. 1, 2, 3. Hell yes. Yeah, let's live a hell yes life. Let's go out there. Let's not settle. Let's not compromise. We're going for hell yes or no this week. Let's do this. All right, see you next time. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Hell Yes Life podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite RSS feed. If you like the show, please leave a rating and review. And if you want to stay connected, visit hellyeslife.com and sign up for the e-newsletter and private Facebook group. Again, I'm Norman Bell. Thanks for joining me. Now let's get out there and live a hell yes life.